Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. In the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim, and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is Kong, Skull Island. It is a 2017 sci-fi monster film starring Tom Hiddleston, Brie Larson, Samuel L. Jackson, and a giant ape named Kong. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie's my cup of tea. I really liked it. When I watch a movie like this, I just want to have a good time, and it certainly delivered on that. What about you?
Yeah, this movie was a lot of fun. It looks great, it's got great action, and it was just a really fun ride.
So Tim, for folks who haven't seen it, tell about it.
Set in 1973, the film follows a team of scientists and soldiers as they journey to the uncharted Skull Island and encounter a giant ape and numerous terrifying creatures. Michael, you say this was your cup of tea. Please give us a few reasons why.
Well, first, Tim, this movie looks great. Everything about this movie is polished and clean and tight. It's just really pleasing to the eye.
I definitely agree. The film is shot beautifully, and they've got some really amazing, really creative visuals in this film. I had a lot of fun with that.
It's also epic in scope. Everything is huge. I feel like a tiny person running around on Skull Island with our heroes. It really does a good job of making me feel the size of the island.
Yeah, this movie is epic, and it feels epic, and I really got swept away in that sort of epic quality. The fight scenes and the action in this movie are a lot of fun. They're really creative, and they're really well done. I had a lot of fun with that.
It's also only a 2-hour runtime movie. I feel too often with these big-budget Hollywood movies, they creep up to 3 hours because they're filled with crap. It's boardroom meetings, and we're talking to scientists about their experiments. They cut all that nonsense out and just focused on Kong punching things, which is exactly what I wanted to see.
Absolutely. So many of these monster movies try to save the monster for the end. This movie doesn't bother with that. We get in there right away. We got Kong action. That's exactly what I wanted out of this movie, and it really pays off in that front. Michael, what didn't work for you about the film?
So it feels sometimes like there's two movies in one here. We've got a group of the characters who are trying to hunt and kill Kong, and we got a second group of our characters learning to appreciate the island and learn about the ecosystem and leave with a new, renewed passion for nature. Those clash sometimes, and that didn't work for me.
Definitely. The movie feels a little disjointed, juggling those two sides. My real issue with the film, though, is the dialogue. This is bad dialogue. It's mostly exposition, and it's really clunky, really awkward. Just stick to the action. You're really good at that. Don't bother with the speeches.
The good news is, there's not that much dialogue. What's in it is bad, but there's not that much of it. Most of the time, our characters are acting by just standing around, looking pretty, flexing, and shooting their weapons.
All the acting in this movie is basically looking off camera, up at something, and either being awed or scared. So there's not a lot going on there. Michael, when would you recommend the film?
If you're looking for a big, fun action movie, this is that movie. I don't have a better recommendation right now for a giant monster movie than this one. What about you?
I definitely agree. If you're looking for a fun action movie with a lot of creativity involved, give this movie a shot. It'll be a good time. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.